Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as we're doing for the month of April, we're going to start off this podcast with a poem. This week's poem is... Here we go. Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say you can see by the dawn's early, my country, 'tis of centuries come and go, and are no more. What if we should worry in every language, even deaf and dumb? Thy sons acclaim your glorious name by gory, by jingo, by g, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic, happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter? They did not stop to think they died instead, but shall the voice of liberty be mute? He spoke and drank rapidly of a glass of water. So that is this week's poem that we're going to start off the podcast with. So now it's time for us to jump into this week's joke of the week.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. You know what I did yesterday?
I don't know, Dayton. What did you do yesterday?
I ate a clock.
How was it?
It was very time-consuming.
Good joke, Dayton. If you would like to send us in a joke or anything else, you can contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com. Now it's time for us to backpedal our way into this week's Big Word of the Week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's Big Word of the Week is wanderlust, which if you break it down, you can understand the definition. Wanderlust is spelled wanderlust, and it means the love of traveling. You know, because you wander and lust, you know.
Yeah.
That is this week's Big Word of the Week. So now we're going to sprint our way to this week's famous poet, which Dayton has for us.
The famous poet is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Edward Estlin, or E.E. Cummings, he was often styled as E.E. Cummings, as he is attributed in many of his published works, was an American poet, painter, essayist, author, and playwright. He wrote approximately 2,900 poems, two novels, four plays, and several essays. He was a very working man.
So that is this week's famous poet, who also wrote the poem that we had at the beginning of the show, E.E. Cummings. And again, if you would like to send us in, you can send us in like topics or whatever you want, feedback for us at bruvsbro, contact us at bruvsbro@outlook.com, and you know, you can get some cool prizes. But this week they're a little different for Easter. So Dayton, start it.
Love.
Amen, brother.
Peace.
Get some.
Hope.
We need it.
Grace.
Well,
new life.
Got him. All right. So those are all the things that you could get and even give, which would make the whole chain of things even better. So now, you know, we're going to dive our way into this week's quote of the week, which, of course, is by E.E. Cummings. But first, this week's quote of the week is brought to you by Howe, and Kraft Attorneys at Law, located in Homesdale, Pennsylvania. So this week's quote of the week is, the most wasted of all days is one without laughter, which was said by E.E. Cummings. So Dayton, what does that quote mean to you?
Well, you could have a day where you don't laugh at all. That would never be a day when you're listening to this podcast. But yeah, you will have a day where you don't laugh at all and you just be depressed, and that would be a bad day.
But you know, you can come back on the next day and laugh a lot and tell a joke.
Yeah.
About clocks and
get redemption.
Get redemption on the laughter. Okay, all we're gonna do, we're gonna karaoke our way this week's tech fact. This week's tech fact is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. So, this week's tech fact is, in 2010, the United States Air Force used 1,760 PlayStation 3s to build a supercomputer for the Department of Defense. They used the PS3s because it was more cost efficient and green. So, Dayton, what would you do if you had this supercomputer?
You said it defended them?
It was for the Department of Defense. It was a supercomputer. Huh. So what would you do with it?
I'd supercomputer it.
That's not a verb, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'll search up stuff on Google.
We're going to go into this week's book recommendation, which Dayton will also inform us about.
The book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book recommendation is The Three Women of Easter. This giftable Bible study for the Lenten season explores the stories of three women who played a vital role in the life and ministry of Jesus, as well as in the events of that first Holy Week, that first Easter.
That is this week's book recommendation. So now, as we start to wrap up this podcast, we're going to pray our way into this week's Random Acts of Kindness. This week's Random Acts of Kindness is to give someone in your life love, peace, hope, grace, and new life. Because, you know, like I said, spread it around and it'll get better. So as you start to wrap this podcast, we have to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was Before I Let Go from Beyonce's Homecoming album. And this, our producer slash director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys next week. This is Bro vs. Bro.